Of course, it's the last thing we want to have. We don't want to have the chaos at all, now or after. But once you don't have credible elections, normally the outcome is that you'll have chaos once you have disputed elections. And it has been witnessed in many countries. Indeed, this government of Ben Arend is a result of chaos that resulted after rigged elections of 1980 in our country. President Museveni contested the outcome and went to the bush to fight. And that war, which lasted 5 years, consumed more than 500,000 Ugandans who died out of the violence arising out of rigged elections of 1980. So we are very concerned that we are going back to the same thing, situation where we are perpetually having rigged elections. The last two elections were petitioned in the Supreme Court of Uganda, and there is a finding, a unanimous finding of the Supreme Court, that the elections were not free and fair, that the Electoral Commission, which organized them, was incompetent and biased. Now, these are grave findings by a Supreme Court of the country. And the same Electoral Commission, in spite of those grave indictments, was reappointed by President Museveni, in whose favor, of course, the elections were being rigged, to serve for a further 7 years. In other words, to organize the next election. And that is what we are contesting. We are saying we have already seen what this Electoral Commission is capable of. At any rate, this same Electoral Commission was appointed at a time when political parties were not allowed in our country to function. It was appointed in the NRM one-party regime of President Museveni when no parties were available. And a multi-party system, the appointment, the constitution of an Electoral Commission should have changed. It hasn't. And the result is the rigged election of 2006, which I have just talked about. So we are sure if the same Electoral Commission organizes the next election, as indeed it has been organizing subsequent by elections since 2006, which have been violent, messy, we will have chaos in 2011. And therefore, we are saying that we should not have that mess and chaos. We should instead reconstitute the Electoral Commission now and have a credible Electoral Commission, independent, competent Electoral Commission, so that we can have credible elections in 2011. We want an election. Some people have been interpreting what we say as a call for a boycott. Not at all. We want and deserve an election, but we deserve free and fair elections like happen everywhere in the, else in the world. That is what we are insisting on.
Dr. Beseje, why wouldn't you go to the court to seek redress to some of these concerns that you are expressing?
Well, of course, we can and have gone to the court. There is a constitutional petition which we filed last year, 2009, when this Electoral Commission was reappointed. We filed a constitutional petition challenging the reappointment in 2009. That petition has not been heard up to date. Earlier this year, we filed an application for an injunction in the same court, seeking the court to stop the activities of this commission until our petition has been heard. The application for an injunction has not been heard months later. So we have a compound problem in a situation where you've had a dictatorship for a quarter of a century. All institutions are compromised, and our judiciary has not gone off unscathed in this respect. The kind of delays can attest to it, that we are talking about an Electoral Commission, an election which is already being organized. But a petition cannot be heard in spite of the braveness of the matters that need to be considered. So what we are talking about is political action. Because once, and by the way, it is not only the court process, we have been to Parliament. We presented proposals for reforms within the Parliament. The Parliament flatly rejected to consider the proposals because, of course, it's dominated by the ruling NRA. And you may have heard that there was even chaos in Parliament when the Speaker ordered for our members to be locked out of the Chamber of Parliament, something that has never happened in the history of our Parliament. And the members had to force their way back into the Chamber. So it's not that we are taking these political actions as an avenue that we desire, but it's the only avenue that is now open to us. Once the institutions which are supposed to exercise power on behalf of the people fail, then the people who are the sovereign of this country must be referred back to make a determination of where their country is going.
Dr. Beseje, would you participate in next year's general elections or presidential election? And if you would, why would you participate in an election you think will be rigged in the first place?
We have made our position very clear. We shall not boycott an election, but we shall not participate in fraudulent elections. And we have said that elections organized by this electoral commission cannot be anything but fraudulent. And indeed, the fraud is already going on, and we have documented it in terms of the compilation of the voters' register and so on. So all we are saying is that we shall commit our energies to demand, to mobilize the country, to demand an independent electoral commission that can organize the next election, so that we will go to the next election with a new electoral commission. And then we hope that our call will be responded to by the people who indeed ultimately the ones that suffer once the elections that are not credible take place, and that they will stop this current electoral commission, and that the government will then see sense and come to a table and we agree on how the next elections should be organized. We hope also that the international community, the regional leaders of East Africa will weigh in. And because once we have chaos in this country, it's not just our own chaos. People will flee to all these countries. Recently, when the president was reopening the parliament this week, he took off time to castigate foreign governments that are putting pressure on him to make electoral reforms. He was saying he does not listen. You know, they should not come to preach to him. But this same president is forgetting that as a result of rigged elections, those foreign governments looked after his family, fed his children, housed them when he was in the bush fighting after a rigged election. And therefore, they have a legitimate right, because when there is chaos here, we go to their countries, we burden their countries. And so we call upon the international community to weigh in heavily and demand that the reforms take place that can engender a free and fair election in our country.
Dr. Beseje, supporters of the NRM have dismissed the allegations as without merit and said the opposition should rather channel their energies into campaigning to challenge the ruling party in next year's elections rather than make accusations which are unfounded.
Yes, but my brother, that is ridiculous. You campaign so that people can make a decision. The way they make a decision is through voting. If you cannot have a free and fair voting, free and fair election, how will people make their choices? I've told you that the election in Uganda was judged by the unanimous judgment of the Supreme Court as not free or fair. So if an NRM person says we should go and campaign to do what if the elections cannot be free or fair? That's the question you should put to them. You should not put it to me.